producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's very simple. If we're going to be conquered by the scientific, technological elite that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address, he said a technological elite that controls the military-industrial complex, they always cut that part out. If we're aware of their operations and if we come together on basic issues and stop infighting, it's over for them. That's why we can't have a peaceful revolution, is we're too busy fighting with each other. If there were no more white people, there'd be no problems. If no more black people, there'd be no more problems. Why, if the men weren't oppressing the women, there'd be no more problems. It's the same story. But the average person is all aware of that and obsessed with that, but they're not obsessed with central banking and how these elites get free money and we don't. I mean, there's all these other big issues that are the meat and potatoes of how the world works, and the average man or woman just knows all the political correctness. Even if you don't agree with it, you still know it, and it's still there. Joe in Mississippi, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's very convenient that the system is pushing all this vaccine stuff at this time, especially with the Disney outbreak. And, you know, it's not a law or anything except for in Mississippi and West Virginia. The only exemption you can get is a medical exemption. And it's having an effect on a group here in Mississippi trying to get the law changed to have a philosophical exemption.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the it takes almost an act of Congress to get the medical exemption here in the state of Mississippi. And there's a recording of one of these officials, and he's very vitriolic. He's like, well, do you want your exemption or not? It's ridiculous. And so all this stuff comes up. You know, never mind. I'm sick of hearing all these people parroting all this garbage. You know, never mind that almost half the people at the Disney outbreak were vaccinated. You know, it's hateful not to have a philosophical exemption.
Well, that's what we've got to do, is get back in their face, because they're trying to bully us again on guns, on dads are bad, on vaccines. It's all part of this bullying and trying to get a bunch of idiots to get all hyped up and to get in our face. Great point. Appreciate your call. Indigo Kid, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Happy New Year.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I saw that picture of Katy Perry on your guys' site where she's like dressed in the flames and you have the guys are the robots. That's pretty much, to me, trying to blend transhumanism with Luciferianism. And if you look at the transhumanist perspective, globalism seems to be like they want you basically to start a hate group to save the environment. So they want to, like, make you into a biological android so you propagate their propaganda. But I don't think that really works personally, because you don't have the creative spirit behind you to actually create something that's real, so it's just an illusion. But I wrote a quick quote I wanted to read, just because I watched that movie that you're part of, State of Mind, the other night. I've watched it a couple of times, and here it is. The enemy of the state may appear as a rugged individual, but true radicals are those who worship the state with which seeks to devour those within proximity, using their displaced sense of self-sacrifice as slow-burning fuel comprised of trafficked souls considered to be human resources. And I say displaced rather than misplaced, displaced sense of self-sacrifice, because when you look at the Tavistock Institute, all the whole Prussian model of indoctrination rather than education.
Yeah, Pavlovian robots, they admit they were trying to build robots, and they were pretty much successful, and that's what this is. This is a human rebellion against being turned into a robot. DrudgeReport.com has some huge breaking news that I'm going to have condensed in an article for InfoWars.com. We'll hit that when we come back. This is big, and we have a special guest. Stay with us. More calls coming up as well.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
At the bottom of the hour, Maren Katusa. He's a big mine operator worldwide, portfolio manager, KC Research, chief energy strategist. He's going to break down the news behind the news, what's really happening in Russia, oil prices, and more. We're going to continue with your phone calls now with Raider, Vincent, Walt, another Vincent, Chris, and others. I don't think I've ever seen two Vincents on the board at the same time. So that's just some of the calls that are coming up. I just spent most of the last hour getting into the anti-male, anti-family, quote, female empowerment message put out by the big mega corporations that could care less about you and your family. This is all about more infighting, more balkanization, so that we can't ever come together against the New World Order, who is creating an unsustainable economic system that's meant to end civilization as we know it. It's called Agenda 21. And that's only one part of the larger eugenics plan. But before I go back to your calls, I want to get into some of this news. Now, I've been harping on this for years. And we discovered in the middle of last year, or about 5 months into last year, with our reporters, Jakari Jackson and others, Don Salazar and others, down on the Texas border, that in McAllen, Brownsville, and other areas, we were told this by our ICE tipsters, that they bring the illegals in by the millions every year, load them on buses, give them vouchers, and then send them to Democrat-controlled areas where each family's paid $7,000 a month, or in some cases $8,000 a month, to take three illegals and then get them all their fake IDs. Then the feds give them work permits and actually hire them. In many cases, the feds hire them themselves. There's the headline with video. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals anywhere in the U.S. And the Border Patrol came out and said, yes, we complete the smuggling process, close quote. This is totally illegal, outside of law, a huge covert operation like Iran-Contra was. She says an example of a secret operation. This is not passed by Congress. This is totally illegal. We have the video and the photos of buses and vans being loaded. Any other media could go down to the Texas border right now and go to Brownsville, go to McAllen, go to the bus terminals, and it's happening right there with the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol will come over and say, turn your cameras off, because they are so freaked out. They're following their treasonous orders. Well, now the Center for Immigration Studies did a four-year and finally got the documents. This is out of National Review, Breitbart, and several other reports. They're red linked on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. This is the best place to find them, DrudgeReport.com. We're going to have a whole article done on this, and I want this to lead the nightly news tonight, folks, about Obama criminally opens the border. You know, bombshell documents prove treason. Border opened, illegals legalized by fiat. I mean, this is sensational. It took the New York Times 3 months to run a report admitting very quietly that, yes, we talked to federal officials. They've ordered outside of law that the illegals be legalized, not just the kids. This is the end of the country, folks. They get welfare instantly when they get here. They vote over 90%. They're given illegal ID cards. I mean, I guess they're legal. They go and vote illegally. I mean, this is game over. I mean, you understand, this is bold. Report, federal government issued nearly 5.5 million work permits to foreign nationals just in the last 5 years. More than 5.46 million foreign nationals received work permits from the federal government since 2009, according to a new report from the Center for Immigration Studies. Data uncovered from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services agencies revealed that approximately 982,000 work permits were given to illegal immigrants and other foreign nationals unqualified for admission, most of whom crossed the border without inspection. USCIS and the agency with the Department of Homeland Security responsible. Now, wait, you think that's bad? You think that's bad? Look at this headline right here. This is the one I really need you guys to print. 18 million. That's a Daily Caller. 18 million total new foreign workers since 2009. 18 million. See, they used to always say there's 15 million illegals. From ICE, we've been told it's more like 35, 40 million. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning as the third world collapses. In 5 years, 18 plus million. So far, 18 million foreign students and workers, including many university-trained workers, have jumped to the U.S. economy since Obama was inaugurated. And in almost every case, they just issue it in a secret shadow immigration system, is the quote in the document. Shadow immigration system. See, they have to comply with all these foreign UN treaties, just like the Pacific Partnership they're trying to ram through secretly right now. And that's their excuse. Oh, well, we have a treaty. Let's keep it secret. So it's a whole giant secret government. We were told in January by Border Patrol that illegals were being brought in and to get down to the border. It took us 3-4 months to get down there and document it. Can you imagine what else is going on? Here we are a year later, and now we learn what we could already tell. I remember it was about 6 years ago, they had a bunch of fake meatpacking plant raids where they arrested a couple thousand illegals. And then it came out a few weeks later that the feds took them right to ICE, gave them green cards, work permits, and then drove them back a day later to the meatpacking plants. It was all for public consumption. And I can't go to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Nigeria or Taiwan, not a third world country, but I can't go there, and just instantly get free welfare, have a baby for free, everything taken care of. And then these immigrants go and complain at the White House they're not getting enough. That reminds me of this next report we're going to play. I'm going to go back to your calls. This is up on Infowars.com. This is not cherry-picked. San Diegans want pets covered under Obamacare. We're going to go to this clip in a moment. Americans signed a petition to force higher earners to pay for their veterinarian bills. Yeah, people making $80,000 need to pay for your pet. That's right. Let me sign that. That's the mindset, folks. This is so sick, and it's only being done until they get a big client group in place. And then total tyranny. They will vote in total dictatorship. They will vote to take everything you've got, your pension funds, you name it. Black, white, Hispanic, they're all the same on the inside, dumber than a box of rocks, lazy piles of slag. Let's go to this report. It's at Infowars.com.
Just a quick signature to support the veterinarian, Affordable Care Veterinarian Act. It's like Obamacare for pets, basically, so you won't have to pay for your pet's care
white
anymore.
White woman, it's white man.
In addition to the Obamacare legislation, just print, birth date, and a signature. Just because you own a pet doesn't mean that you should have to bear the burden of all these veterinarian bills. So the Obamacare for Pets will help to just kind of take care of that. Yep, and a signature to support the Obamacare for Pets. Thank you very much. Just a quick signature there to support the program. Just print, birth date, and a signature. Just because you own a pet doesn't mean that you should have to pay the veterinarian bills. When somebody out there is making like $80,000 a year, they can help you pay for the veterinarian bills and take care of your pets. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I got two dogs.
You got two dogs? Yeah. I mean, look, they need veterinarian care. And if somebody's out there making $80,000 a year, why should you have to pay for your expensive veterinarian bill, right? Obamacare for pets. It's
and they sign it. He's like, yeah, I got dogs. I need them.
Thank you very much for supporting that. Since Obamacare has brought everybody health care, this will add veterinarian care as well.
Yep, birth date.
This is a trendy combat cool. He has a baby in his arms.
This will add veterinarian care to everybody's Obamacare.
Try that weird, try that different.
Yeah. Well, if you have a pet and
totally
it needs
empty
some,
and
some veterinarian care,
hey, you're going to get some free stuff to put allergy and fever care.
Thank you very much. It's expanding. It's an addendum to Obamacare. So that way your people's pets can be have free health insurance. So just print your name there, birth date, and a signature. A lot of people don't think that we should have this sort of socialized medicine, particularly for your pets, but this will support Obamacare for your pets. Just because you have an animal doesn't mean that you should have to really pay for that, right?
Of course, in the real world, it wouldn't even be free health care. It'd be like doubling Obamacare the price of the vet care. They don't care. All you tell them is free. They don't care.
You know, we thankfully have Obamacare now, and this will expand Obamacare into the veterinarian world. So it's Obamacare for your pets, basically. A birth date there and a signature to support Obamacare for your pets. You know, if you have a pet and somebody else is making $80,000-$90,000 a year, they can help you pay for that, right? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I want their money, yeah.
You know, if Fido needs some surgery or something, I mean, why should you have to bear the burden of that just because he's your pet? You know, we can add him now to your health insurance on Obamacare with this affordable veterinarian
care. And imagine
care
how expensive
for
it would get
Obamacare
if they did
that. For pets. So, appreciate your support.
Big ripoff.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. I want some free.
Appreciate it.
That's real American right there. Nice football fan, though.
Just stop right now. We need two more signatures for the it's the Obamacare for pets, basically. It's the Affordable Care Veterinarian Act. It's It's the final addendum to Obamacare. Just print there, birthday, so, and print there, birthday in the signature.
Is this like
it's no, it's to expand it. It's to expand it for veterinarian care, basically.
Oh, he wants that. Oh, free deal, really?
And you need veterinarian.
Turn it off. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. These are not cherry-picked. We can do this in Austin as well. That's in San Diego. These people are begging to be enslaved, and they have been. They're begging.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I gotta run to keep from hiding.
others here. We have a guest joining us to get deeply into what's really happening with energy worldwide and the economy. Vincent in North Carolina, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me. It's been a while. It's good to talk to you again. I hadn't called in a long time. Had a busy work schedule, but just happened to, that where I work, the power went out, and we only got to work half a day. So,
well, welcome, brother. One of those evil guys working.
Yeah, they taught me the wrong bag of tricks, I guess. I should have applied for social services or something.
Exactly.
I had a question, and this is probably old news. You may have video of it yourself on the Ukraine issue.
Is it the video the U.S. Citizen soldier, East Coast accent, saying "Get out of my face"?
No, I don't. I haven't seen that one. But you know, for those listeners out there who frowned at you for having Lyndon LaRouche on air, that was actually, that might be my fault. I was the one who suggested to their staff that he contact
you. Well, I think we should have Lyndon LaRouche back on. I don't agree with some of his ideas, but I agree with his analysis. He's a really smart, interesting fella.
Yeah, I agree a lot with what he's saying. I don't know if I agree with every little detail of.
Sure, exactly. But I mean, what's your point though overall though that you wanted to make?
Well, they sent me material videos in January of last year. They had a press conference. I think it was with Natalia Vitrenko. I believe it was in Paris. I think it was called the Paris Socialist Party had this press conference. And they showed video, these people who were from the Ukraine, how these neo-Nazis had been trained to antagonize the Ukrainian police and set, you know, throw Molotov cocktails, all types of stuff. I mean, it was very violent.
And sure, that all came out that the West funded all that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that it was George Soros' money that went into that. And
well, Soros brags that he quarterbacks the whole thing, Vincent. Good to hear from you. Glad you brought that up. It's important. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air about the Super Bowl. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex, I tell you what, I'm just disgusted at the conditioning, what they've done. Did you hear about the massive helicopters, how people are going to be safe? They're going to scan faces, making sure there's no terrorism, putting a sphere factor in. It just made me sick.
Yeah, don't worry. The helicopters are scanning your faces to keep you safe from ISIS that our government openly created.
Oh, isn't it amazing? Yeah, and you know, there's just these massive conditioning. I just get so sick of it. I don't even. People ask me, "You going to watch the Super Bowl?" I said, "No, I'm not going to watch that. It's so corrupt as it is." They look at me really.
Well, I mean, it's police state conditioning. It's, you know, anti-family conditioning. I mean, it's just a total agenda that you'd get in some dystopic nightmare, you know, movie, not in America. And it just shows that you've got a dumbed down population that's like lambs of the slaughter.
Exactly. Oh, did you get a report about the CEO, the head of Wounded Warriors, is an anti-gun? I heard it on this network this morning.
I'm going to have to look into that, but if it's true, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, just look into that. Have one of your reporters tell me. I might look at it.
I know this. Their specialty is conservative and libertarian groups that raise money, and then it turns out it's going to anti-gun groups. Like, when I first talked about that 20 years ago, people didn't believe me about United Way and Red Cross, but now it's been in the news. About half the money you give ends up going to basically globalist anti-family, anti-gun, pro-abortion stuff. It's like the breast cancer societies and, you know, groups that end up being connected into the Planned Parenthood. I mean, they know how to siphon our money. And Red Cross and United Way are some of the biggest funders of folks trying to take our guns. And you know, there's my grandma writing checks to them, and, you know, she doesn't know. And I got to go tell her, hey, they're not good people. I got to show her news articles about it. So I don't know that's true. I'm not saying it isn't. Guys, look into that Wounded Warrior CEO. Just search Wounded Warrior CEO anti-gunner. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's just no end to it. They'd love to get vets to get money for other vets and then have it go to take our guns. I mean, that's exactly how they operate. It's like Bill Clinton gets, you know, Haitian children money and then keeps it for gun control. We ought to be pleased he keeps most of it for himself instead of just for gun control. Anything else, Chris? I guess you're gone. All right, Walt, Vincent, Alan, and others, your calls are coming up. But first, a guest, a top expert on energy and what's happening with Russia straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Aaron Katusa wrote this book just a few months ago. It's just now coming out. David Knight thinks it's one of the best he's ever read. That's why the copy I've got a whole bunch of notes in it. The Colder War. I haven't read it yet. I've scanned over it. He's the head of KC Research, energy strategist. And I really look forward to having him on. ColderWar.com, KCResearch.com. Maren Katusa is going to be joining us here in just a minute or so. Then we'll continue with a host of news I haven't gotten to yet. Forced inoculations being pushed. Some special reports in the next hour. Briefly, we have January specials that are going to end. It's obviously February 2nd now on this Monday edition. Usually takes us, as you know, a few days to get specials down. I came in today and I said, yeah, I intended to run that for a few extra days. Take it down tomorrow night. So if you want to get free shipping on all the water filtration systems, plus 10% off with promo code WATER, Take advantage of getting your ProPure G2 gravity-fed stainless steel systems. They annihilate the side-by-side comparisons in the studies. They annihilate in the video taste test we've got done downtown Austin. They're just really high quality. We also have the clearly filtered systems that are excellent as well, but are even more affordable. InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER to get 10% off. We always have that special. But you get free shipping right now. That is a huge value when it's a water filtration system. Very easy to use. Takes a few minutes to put together. And you can be drinking really high-quality purified water that side-by-side annihilates the competition. So InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you can get roughly 45% off a yearly membership right now. Instead of $5.95 a month, it's basically half of that. It comes down to 12 cents a day per person because 20 people can use each membership. It's normally $54.95. It's $29.95 right now. That's $2.50 a month per membership instead of $5.95 a month. And you can have 20 people use it. That's 12 cents per person per month. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today because we won't have this special again until next Christmas into January. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news subscribers. You're funding so much of what we're able to do here every day. That's about to end. There's a bunch of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com that will end tomorrow. We're going to keep the special going while supplies last of two bottles of Nascent Iodine X2, the highest quality out there, the good halogen, what it's done for me and others. You've heard the rave reviews. Just amazing. With a free bottle of Ancient Defense when you get two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we're not like MSNBC, as I've said 1,000 times, that gets stimulus money to then push anti-free market, anti-gun garbage. We're not like NPR that gets $400-plus million a year and then sits there and spews all this anti-family garbage. We fund ourselves with sponsorship and high-quality products we sell. Let me give you a little secret. The truck made in the USA, all of it, the fabric, the printing, everything, on the long sleeve, Molon Labe, modern camouflage pattern, is about to come in. We're going to put it back on the shopping cart in the next hour. This time we did a triple size order. It's still sold out the last time we did in a matter of days in the extra larges and XX larges. It's a super handsome shirt. People love it. And I just told them, well, the truck's coming. Go ahead and put it up for sale. It's going to go up for sale at InfoWarsStore.com in the Made in 1776 Made in America section. So the Special Forces style, Molon Labe, InfoWars.com on the back, American flag on the arm. These are really popular. They look great. This is the most popular shirt I've ever worn in public. People love it. And it does sell out very quickly, except in like small for some reason. We have more of them almost here from the factory on the East Coast. So the truck's a day away. You can start ordering InfoWarsStore.com right now. And that purchase, again, funds the operation. So we thank you all for your support. Joining us is Marin Katusa, Chief Energy Strategist, KC Research. He was a mathematics professor before he left academics to apply his models to portfolio management. He's a sought-after portfolio manager and a sought-after speaker, CNBC, RT, CBC, writes for the Business Network News, and he also is the founding director of Copper Mountain, Canada's third largest copper mine, and he's chief energy strategist for KC Research. Over the years, Martin has been involved in raising over $1 billion in capital for early stages and producing resource companies, so he is a true trailblazing entrepreneur. ColderWar.com to break down his book. Sir, thank you for coming on today. I want to get into Russia, the inside baseball, where energy policy is going, what's happening with the oil war. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, you got the floor. Start breaking down where we are right now from an inside perspective.
Alex, it's very scary. What the West, America, the European Union, they're starting to play Russian roulette. And Putin is not backing down. He's putting more forces to eastern Ukraine. And now Obama's leaked some documents stating that the Americans may supply lethal artillery and weapons and manpower. So more boots, more American boots, more American weaponry in Ukraine. You don't want to put more sanctions on Russia because now Greece has vetoed these. But more importantly, the existing sanctions have pushed Russia and China closer together than ever before. They're doing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of deals, the largest construction project in the world. And all this is doing is uniting the Russian bear and the Chinese dragon, and that is the worst possible outcome for America and the West.
It's a very bold strategy to send in CIA commandos and others to be engaging the Russians in combat the last 6 months. That's basically admitted $5 billion to overthrow the Ukrainian government. I don't have a dog in the fight here. It's just clear the West is instituting and instigating all this. Sure, they're hurting Russia right now, driving down the price of oil, but long term, this is a really dangerous game. What do you think the Western powers are thinking?
Well, it's all about the NATO expansion. It's trying to expand Europe, the European Union. The EU is broke. Greece now, a real insignificant country when you look on the global scale and by no means is a superpower, is now dictating the terms of the sanctions against Russia. So you can see the European Union is a basket case. And, America is now being drawn into this because of the EU, and there really is nothing here positive for the average American here. The Ukraine conflict's getting worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to last longer, and it's just going to be a drain on the U.S. economy.
Well, when the West attacked Russian-held areas in Georgia, they miscalculated and the Russians poured in and threatened nuclear war in Europe. I mean, if Russia's not backing down and the West isn't backing down, what are the policymakers thinking? It's not like Russia's on our southern border attacking us. We're attacking them.
Exactly. And the worst part of this, now you look at the Russian population within the eastern Ukraine. This is a secession war. This is not a civil war, and they want to join Russia. Look at Crimea. Putin has now hinted that because Crimea is now part of Russia, they have the sovereign right to move their nuclear weapons to Crimea. Yeah, which is just on edge of Europe. So there's a lot of risks here. And the difference is the Russian people are solely behind the Slavic warrior Putin. They defend what Putin is doing. They are proud of what Putin is doing because they see him standing up against the West. The question I have is, Obama's got 2 years left. What is the future foreign policy here? If the new president continues this failed foreign policy, it's just going to be a lot worse for Europe and the U.S. And the Russians here have nothing to lose. They have an expansionary program, and they're fit to fight. And they are plan on fighting. They're not going to back down. So the question is what's the West going to do now?
Well, they just push and push and push because the people running the West are not Americans like a John Wayne or a Ronald Reagan. They want to export George Soros' tyranny back to Russia. They want socialism for the general public and their own crony system above it, controlling it. And they're turning Al-Qaeda loose all over the Middle East. What do you see in the grand strategy worldwide happening right now? What's the grand strategy? What's happening with the driving down oil prices? Break down your book for us, The Colder War, How the Global Energy Trade Slipped from America's Grasp.
Alex, you're nailing all the most important parts here. I find it shocking that Obama and his wife go to Saudi Arabia and King Salman, the new king of Saudi Arabia. In our book, we have a chapter called The Shaky House Assad. How come no one's really talking about the truth of who King Salman? He was funding the Afghani extremists that the Americans were fighting. He was funding the Bosnian Muslim extremists that the West fought against. This is chaos, and now they're trying to show him as a great leader, as a moderate. That is all false. If you look into the past of King Salman, he was the financier. He was the point man for all of the funding of what today is ISIS. ISIS is getting stronger. Obama came out today and said, hey, let's relax. ISIS is not that big of a deal. Really? Ask the Japanese if ISIS is a big deal or not. ISIS is getting stronger. The Saudi Arabia, there's very vulnerable here. The price of oil is collapsing. The Bakken, the Eagle Ford, hundreds of billions of dollars of debt. We haven't even seen the debt roll over in the U.S. There's a lot of risk. And the debt that is potentially to blow up in the U.S. shale sector could be greater than what happened to the Lehman Brothers. This is a huge risk. And at the same time, they're trying to distract things with Ukraine. Ukraine is really an insignificant. What does EU get? It's the breadbasket of Eastern Europe. There's not much going on there other than major debt. Ukraine owes over $18 billion to Russia. So there's a lot of problems. I see worse controversy, more death, more wars, more battles in the Middle East. I see Eastern Europe getting worse. And more importantly, the emerging markets are working together, supporting Putin. Look what China's doing against the Western philosophy. So there really is a battle between the old world order and the new world order. And right now, it's the new world order that is winning.
So when you say new world order, you mean the people that run the U.S., England, Europe, you're saying they're winning?
No, actually, if you look at what's going on with China, they are backing the Russians.
So you're saying that's the new world order, is
correct.
That new world order they're calling for?
That's right, the emerging markets, because they want the lifestyle that the West has taken for granted, and they are going to work together against this. And, you know, really, one-third of all of America's debt is owned by China, and China does not play by, you know, the UN's rules. If you look at all the voting on the UN, they've always backed Russia. Where's India here? There's a reason why Obama's spending so much time in India. Historically, India is going to align themselves up with Russia. Who's really supplying the military of India? It's Russia. China, Russia, India, the emerging markets are working together against the forces of Europe, Western Europe, and America. And right now, if you see Ukraine as a good example of what's going on, you know, you really who's winning here? The Russians are winning in the Ukraine.
Let me raise this point. We see mainstream articles in The Guardian out of Davos where George Soros is running around with his minions saying, you better give $100 trillion to the IMF and World Bank to help poor people. There's going to be a global uprising against wealth. And the billionaires are running off the Cook Islands and New Zealand and other areas, building armored redoubts and private long airstrips and admitting it's because of this. But then meanwhile, Soros is trying to stir up civil unrest everywhere. What do you think's behind that?
Well, there's always an agenda. Where are his investments going? You know, there's no secret that he was the funder of the Orange Revolution, the Rose Revolution in the early 2000s against Russia. This time is a bit different situation. The Russians are working together with China, and their forces are going to be working against that. So Soros has his agenda where his investments are. You know, no one's asking, is he trying to protect his investments? You know, there's no secret that Soros has been a big investor in Ukraine. He's potentially there to lose billions of dollars, so he's trying to use the government's money to bail out his own investments. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't see. Again, in the Middle East.
Well, that's right. I mean, he called for a Marshall Plan to tens of billions of dollars to be given basically directly to him.
Exactly. It's the American taxpayer that is funding his investments.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that up until about 6 months ago, Putin was beating the West. And again, I'm not lionizing him, but Putin's not here running things, trying to take my guns and running ads everywhere saying fathers are bad. I mean, we got a really sick elite, make no mistake. But I'd take the real American system any day over what Russia's got. So I'm not rooting against America. I'm just here looking at the tea leaves. But now since the Saudis and others slashed oil prices, or I know you're an expert on energy, so break that down for us, it seems like it's really hurting Russia, hurting the ruble. I mean, in a football game, it looks like the devil Patriots are coming back a little bit.
Well, exactly. What's key to understand here for Russia, why they are going to survive here, first of all, they're the world's largest crude oil producer, but they produce in rubles and they sell in euros and U.S. dollars. So they won't experience Dutch disease. When you're a petrol state, when you're a real producer of oil, the worst thing you want is a decreasing commodity price and a strengthening dollar. So I will argue that the Bakken and the Eagle Ford are experiencing Dutch disease here because their costs are in U.S. dollars and they sell in U.S. dollars. So what this all about is international market share. You got the Arab Gulf states, you know, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, UAE, they are major producers and they're trying to increase their market share. Russia is a major producer. They're trying to increase their market share. And then the U.S. shale sector has been hugely successful.
They're trying to bankrupt that.
Exactly. And this is a war against the U.S. shale sector. I put an article out that OPEC declared war on U.S. Thanksgiving Day where all the analysts expected OPEC to cut production. I said, no way. They are not going to cut production because they're declaring war on America because America was the largest consumer of the OPEC oil, but now they're a competitor against
and
OPEC.
By, yeah, the U.S. starting 2 years ago is the biggest producer in the world. And for those that don't know, this is in The Economist. This is in the Financial Times that are establishment mouthpieces. They admit Saudi Arabia and OPEC are waging war on us, just as they are on Russia. That's a perfect example of globalism. You think America against Russia? No. Or you think America against Russia or EU? The EU's getting hurt. The people are getting hurt by what's hurting Russia. This only helps a few insiders having all this unfold.
That's right. And you know what no one wants to talk about, Alex? Where did Saudi Arabia, before they saw the collapse in oil, they took billions of dollars positions on the short of oil. They shorted American companies. They shorted the U.S. production. And they made billions of dollars on the decrease of price of oil. How come no one's talking about that?
It's amazing. Establishment publications admit it, but you know, these average people out there, good, hurt Russia. It doesn't help anybody for a major country to do bad, folks. That ends up pulling everybody down. Let me ask you this. Seeing this global recessionary trend intensify, are you worried about deflationary or inflationary? And do you agree that Russia having trouble will hurt Europe and then ultimately pull down the Middle East and then the U.S.? I mean, I see this as a trigger event.
Alex, I think currently we are in a deflationary resource environment, and deflation is the worst thing for country planners because when you have less money to play with, you can't cover up. Look at the Arab Spring. What did Saudi Arabia do to prevent any revolutionary? They just created a lot of social program spending. That ends in a deflationary market, and deflation is very bad. It's going to, what results from a deflationary environment is more global conflict, and that's what we see in Europe. That's what we see in the Middle East, and right now we haven't seen it yet in the U.S., but with all of these job layoffs that are going to come in the high-paying jobs of the Bakken, we are in a new and deflationary environment, which means more crises globally are going to occur. More battles, more wars, more deaths.
Energy battles. I mean, you see Russia now moving into the North Pole. We'll discuss all this and more. Then your phone calls are coming up. The book available at caseyresearch.com or colderwar.com. The Colder War by Maren Katusa. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com because there is a war on for your mind. That's the whole point.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Interested in free bitcoins? Stay tuned for more information. Are you worried about Big Brother watching your bank account? Frustrated with annoying fees? Concerned about unauthorized access to your account? What if there was a way to be your own bank? Bitcoin gives you a way to take back control of your money. The citizens of two large countries have already turned to Bitcoin when their economies collapsed. Unlike U.S. dollars, there is a limited number of Bitcoins. The government cannot simply decide to print more. 8 million people are already using Bitcoin anonymously, with 90,000 retailers accepting them. Investors have put $4 billion into Bitcoin, with millions more being invested daily. BitRush.com is based in Texas and provides the most profitable way to own Bitcoins. To receive your own free Bitcoins, you can visit us at www.BitRush.com. That's BitRush.com. Or call us at 1-800-200-8202. Again, that's BitRush.com or 1-800-200-8202 for free Bitcoins.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it!
Walt!
Watch me! I got it!
Rich, John, Vince, Alan, I'm going to get to all of you coming up 8 after in the next hour. We'll do two more short segments with Marin Katusa, Chief Energy Strategist, KC Research. Talking to folks out there in the mining industry, in oil and gas, how long do they expect this OPEC-Saudi-led war against other independent energy sectors to go? I know the Saudis have been funding the peak oil myth forever. I know they've been funding these attacks on any other exploration they don't control. And, I mean, I don't want to just demonize the Saudis, but, I mean, come on, the Saudi government is a joke. And the president bowing down to them is an even bigger joke. And it just never seems to end. Well, where does your gut tell you all of this craziness is going?
It's about market share, Alex, and I think it's going to get worse and it's going to be longer. What is going to win and what I believe is going to be prevail is the American innovation, the shale sector, the horizontal drilling, the fracking. That is an American innovation, and I think innovation through necessity is what's going to prove and end up becoming the victor here, because the difference is we can rely on our own oil and gas production, whereas the shaky house of Saud or Kuwait, you know, these are basket cases. We're waiting to be toppled, and you can't rely on long-term supply, and that is why China is aligning itself with Russia. For example, they've doubled the amount of oil they're importing from Russia in just the last 4 months because they know they can't rely on Middle East oil. So I think it's going to, you know, the Middle East is the OPEC is going to flood the markets as much as they can. They're not going to cut back production. They're going to try to increase their market share and go against and fight, create a war against the U.S. shale sector.
That's right. What do you expect to happen in the short term, medium term, between the U.S. Being drugged into this EU operation? Because I think that was disinfo when that tape got released of them saying, forget the EU, we want this war. I mean, it's the EU and the banksters that want to carve up Ukraine. There's not even a lot of U.S. interest there.
Exactly. And I think this is just going to drag in, and it's going to be kind of a death spiral for America, because, you know, the Russians are ready to fight, and I'm not sure Obama understands that or understands the Russian mentality yet, and it's just going to get worse and it's going to be longer.
Well, the war planners certainly know that the Russians don't give up when it's their own land or their own area. I mean, it's just, it really makes me wonder about the arrogance of this elite.
Definitely, and, you know, we have to understand the West sees this as Putin invading eastern Ukraine. But to the average Russian, they believed Crimea was always theirs. They believe that eastern Ukraine is always theirs. To the average Russian, they believe Kiev is their historical founding city. So for the Russians, they are fighting for what they believe is theirs. The West, America, the leaders in America today don't understand that. And I don't think they're prepared for what the Russians are going to put up here. And remember, the Russians are not afraid of rattling the nuclear weapons. And Putin's talked about it publicly. And this guy is, you know, he's ready to play Russian roulette. My question is the EU 28 ready to fight Putin?
I don't think the Russians are going to start other stuff. They're going to start poisoning people. They're going to have asymmetrical sabotage stuff. I mean, if I was all these George Soros people, I mean, that he's really got to be watching his back.
Oh, definitely. Not just George Soros. Look at all the short guys against the, you know, the Putinization of the resources. You know, a big question I have is, you know, the West in America, one in every 10 homes in the last 25 years has been powered by Russian nuclear energy. This is a startling fact. What happens if Kazakhstan goes down? You know, there's so many problems here in the world that our media is not truly covering. And I'd be very worried if I was a George Soros type of character.
Yeah. That guy just keeps getting away with everything. Every dog has his day, sooner or later, you know what Johnny Cash says. I want to do five more minutes with you. I really appreciate you joining us. I want to walk through what you see as other big hot spots, what you see for the U.S. economy straight ahead, what's going on in the Canadian economy. Maren Katusa, Chief Energy Strategist, Casey Research, is our guest. The book is The Colder War. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.